If you don't want to wait in the main line, which oftentimes can be around 100 people long, you can pay $25 for the Express Pass line ticket. So what this does is it'll put you in a separate line, which is the Express line, and that will be the first line to enter into the sale when the doors open at 6 p.m. If you don't care about that, you can pay a $10 advance ticket up until 5 p.m. on Friday, and that puts you in the main line to get into the doors. If you want to buy a ticket at the door, it's $15. Now, the Express Pass will also be available for purchase at the door, too.
So if the line's moving slow,
you can just hop right on over.
It's like they do at amusement parks. You can get the fast pass. It costs a little bit more money, but you get to move to the head of the line.
That's exactly what it is. That's right.
Well, you were mentioning to me off the air that you think that you have more valuable vinyl records this year than perhaps any other year before.
That's right. We have seen an amazing collection come through our doors this year from everybody who's donated in the region from Kansas City, Lawrence, and Topeka, but we probably have the most valuable records that we've seen. Now, we still have a huge amount of our regular $2 records, but we've noticed a lot of higher-end valuable records for this year. Overall, we're going to have 7,500 records available at the sale this year.
7,500. Wow. Mm-hmm. So the vast majority of the vinyl records are in the $2 a record category.
That's right.
You also have thousands of CDs, compact discs.
Over 12,000 CDs for this year's sale. We have hundreds of DVDs. We have over 30 musical instruments. We've got over 300 pieces of audio equipment. Pretty much anything that you're looking for, we're going to have it.
Anything that makes noise, anything with an audio aspect to it.
That's exactly right.
When it comes to the musical instruments, what are we talking about?
We've got a fun array of musical instruments that came in this year, including three auto harps. We've actually never had an auto harp, and then this year we have three of them. We also have six clarinets, a trombone, two keyboards, acoustic and electric guitars. We have an electric violin.
An electric violin?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And one that you can even plug in with headphones and listen to yourself as you're playing. All sorts of fun instruments.
And some fairly high-end audio equipment. Tell me about some of those pieces.
That's right. We have wonderful receivers, amplifiers, turntables. We have tons of turntables actually this year. Speakers, anything from Advent, Boston, Polk, Bose. We've got so many different high-end and moderately priced pieces of equipment, modern and vintage equipment. Everything is going to be priced to sell because we've got to move it. One really interesting piece that our audio equipment volunteers are excited about this year is a Macintosh preamp that's come in. It's pretty rare, very valuable. We also have a console, a tube console, which is very neat. It's perfect size. It's not very big as traditional consoles are. It's very lightweight.
So a tube-driven console, like a mid-century modern...
Very mid-century modern, straight, sleek lines, beautiful piece, very back in style now.
All right. What else should we know?
New this year also, we're going to have some food trucks out at the sale on Friday and Saturday. In the parking lot, Kona Ice is going to be there offering their shaved ice for purchase. This is also in addition to any customer that comes on Friday night, we always have free food inside the sale. So there's always a fun environment on Friday night with free food, DJ, prizes that we give out. But this year, it's really kind of fun to have Kona Ice supporting us in the parking lot. And then on Saturday, we have Apothecary Food Truck, which is a local business here. They're going to be providing a lot of their locally sourced organic fare on Saturday.